Hi, and welcome. This is Sam Finesmith, a member of the Senior Core Faculty at the Institute for Jewish Spirituality. I hope you're well today. As Tu B'Shvat, Jewish Earth Day, approaches, we have a special opportunity to reclaim our inherent connection with the Earth. Of course, this connection has been recognized in our tradition from inception, with the Torah calling the first human being Adam, or earthling, because they were formed from the earth, Adama. In our modern age, many of us have lost sight of the fact that we are earth beings. Not just beings who inhabit the earth, but beings who are made of the very same stuff as the earth, the very elements of the earth. Today's meditation practice can help us recognize and remember this by supporting us to become aware of the most basic elements that make up our bodies. Let's begin. Find a comfortable seat. Take a couple of deep breaths. Relax the body and mind. Let go of the to-do list. And bring your attention first and foremost to the earth element. The quality that characterizes the earth element is solidity, stability. So I want to invite you now to take a moment or two to visualize mountains, stones, parts of the earth itself that convey a sense of solidity, stability, rootedness. Use your imagination to connect with the earth element. As you do, notice what you notice and feel what you feel. When you're ready, become aware of the earth element in your own body by paying attention to your muscles and bones, all of which have a sense of density, stability, solidity. Feel the actual weight of your body bearing down on the chair, the mat, or the cushion upon which you're sitting. Actually sense or feel the feeling of solidity, rootedness. And know that the earth element in here, in your body, isn't separate from the earth element out there in the world. These are one and the same element. Are they not? Okay, let's turn now to the water element. course, water is wet, but its main quality is cohesion. So I want to invite you for a moment to visualize in your mind's eye the rivers, the streams, the lakes, and the oceans. As you do, just notice what arises in you, in body, heart, or mind. As you do, can you feel into the sense of cohesion and connection? All of the rivers, streams, lakes, oceans, even the water in the clouds, all of it connected. When you're ready, become aware of the water element in your own body. As you notice saliva in the mouth, mucus in the nose cavity, the throat. Blood flowing through the veins. Stomach fluids. Urine in the bladder. And various other bodily fluids. All these fluids connected. None separate from the water element out there in the rivers and streams and lakes and oceans. Okay, now let's turn to the air or wind element. And the primary quality of air or wind is movement. You're invited now to visualize the winds blowing through the trees, the valleys. Moving objects. As the wind blows. As you bring these images to mind, just notice what arises in you. And when you're ready, become aware of the wind element in your own being. As you pay attention to the rising and falling of your breath. And notice how the breath moves the body, expanding the belly and rib cage, lengthening the spine on the in-breath. Noticing how the belly contracts and the rib cage gets smaller and the spine shorter on the out-breath. Just let yourself be moved by the inner winds of the breath. Of course, if your mind wanders off at any point and you find yourself thinking, planning, remembering, worrying, daydreaming, fantasizing, just notice and bring your attention gently but persistently back to the body, to the wind or air element. Not separate in any way from the winds blowing out there in the world. Okay, let's move now to the fire element. The primary qualities of the fire element are heat and light. Become aware of the light of the sun shining overhead. Feel its warmth. Feel its life-sustaining light. Or you can imagine small fires, those that you huddle by to stay warm. Or the little pilot light burning in your water heater or your stove. Of course, some fires are large, powerful, devastating, and dangerous. We know that all too well at this time. Now become aware of the fire element in your own body. Gradations of heat. A Of course, gradations of heat include coolness. Notice where the body feels warm. Notice where the body feels cool. You might notice as well how all of the elements in the body are known, felt, sensed, experienced in the light of awareness. Both this light, its warmth, and the warmth in the body, not separate in any way, shape, or form from the fire element in the world. Let's just sit for one more minute and feel the continuity, the non-separation. Between our own bodies and minds. And the world beyond the boundaries of our individual bodies and minds. What a blessing it is to be an Adam, an earthling. An extension of, an expression of, a reflection of Adama, the very earth itself. As we come to know ourselves in this way, may we be blessed to change our habits of consumption and live in greater harmony with the earth, which is never separate from us, never different from us. A great organism of which we are an individual part or cell. I hope this meditation was meaningful for you. Shalom. Peace, and take good care.